Welcome, everybody, to yet another mind-blowing episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we talk movies, TV, and, of course, have some fun along the way. It's Father's Day here, Sunday, and with that said, I want to wish my two co-hosts, so I'll introduce in a moment. A happy Father's Day to you guys. I hope your steaks were juicy and your soccer, of course, was entertaining as the World Cup is going on. It's very exciting.
Woo!
But of course, let me make the round here. We got first, of course, the man beast himself, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
I just want to be perfectly clear that I don't hate Mexicans, but I hate Mexican football fans. I love Mexicans.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm making assumptions.
And what he wants his honorary Hispanic card back.
Yeah. Well, we get to the story in a second. But of course, let me introduce, of course, the live from Houston. Mr. Chewy, my brother, how you doing?
Greetings and salutations, ladies.
We, Mike referenced there, we were, I guess, watching the, well, texting as the Mexico right. was playing Germany, and Mike was, I would say anti-Mexican. Let me not use those words, but he was definitely not a fan of the Mexican fan base.
I mean, I wasn't building a wall around the football team.
No, he wasn't, you know, wasn't trying to make soccer great again or anything like that. But, you know, but it was a surprising result. I think we're all into it. I mean, I think all of us here are soccer fans, of course, and, you know, should be. It's just a huge event every 4 years.
You know what this game reinforced for me, though? How much I friggin' hate Chicharito. God.
That is terrible, dude.
Worst cherry picker ever.
But it's been good. I think this is what, the third day of the World Cup, fourth day?
Am I wrong? Third.
Actually, no, third. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Fourth. Yeah, you're right. If you got Russia, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, which, whatever. We all know Russia's going to make it to the second round because of the host, and that's how it works.
They always work it out that way.
Is in. But all that being said, you know, basketball ended recently. You know, Mike, you're a big basketball fan, and I do have some interesting news I want to share. This just in that news about LeBron James' free agency. Of course, everyone, the Lakers and, you know, Cleveland, San Antonio, everyone's got all, you know, invested in this. And early reports saying that there's a chance that LeBron James, on a sign and trade, will come over and join the super team of the Real Mentors. And all we have to do is send over send over Chewy and the rights to the Spaniard,
hey.
George. Well, I think that's a fair trade. You know, what do you think, Mike? What do you think? We want LeBron on here?
You considering that George just graduated from the Apex Tech the other day.
You know,
sorry, you know, George.
His value went up, so it helped, you know, balance out the, you know, the salaries. You know, it's early, though. We're hoping we can make the deal. You know, guarantee. We'll see how that works out. But anyway,
George, sign and trade this.
He's going to take his talents to South Dakota.
Girlslife.com studios.
Yeah, the girlslife.com. There you go. You know?
Good Lord.
Either way, so let's get into it here. And let's start, because this was, let's start with the good, some good stuff here. I know, Chewy, I noticed that you did go see The Incredibles 2.
Yes, I did.
Mike,
yes,
did you?
I have not seen it yet, but okay. I will see it.
Okay, Chewy, what'd you think, man?
I thought it was okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
killed at the box office.
Well, well.
I think it crushed the last record for the animated sequel dollars.
I believe so. Or like any animation. Yeah.
Well, for that matter, yeah, but by $45 million. So it's wow. It was a huge $180 million whopper.
Huge.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, I obviously it's been 14 years. A lot of people were dying to see this movie, including myself. But true,
I like the little short film at the beginning.
That was
pretty cute.
Yeah, actually really was. Yeah. But you thought it was okay, huh? Wow.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, for me, you know, I think it lacked a little bit of, I don't know, I just didn't get that emotional punch that I was expecting. Something, it was just.
Well, in all fairness, the first Incredibles didn't have that as much. Like other Pixar movies that we know. This is more of an action movie and all that. I mean, I love that. I thought it was great. I think, Mike, I'm curious to see what you thought about it. I think overall, I think most people did enjoy it, though. That this hasn't been.
I like that.
Yeah,
enjoyed,
that was great. Well, wow, it was a good time.
It's a movie finally made for boys that I think that, you know, they don't want to put a lot of dramatics into it. I mean, as far as emotionalism, I don't know.
No, like I said, yeah, even the first one, I've seen that recently, doesn't have, like, you know, Pixar's known for the emotional punch. The Incredibles didn't have
it. Wait, hold on, dude. Yes, it does, man. The one scene where they family's in the plane, dude. Yes, there is, dude. There's nothing emotional about that.
This
coming from the Tin Man. The Tin Man, okay? All right, please.
I'm just saying it didn't have as big as a punch as other Pixar movies do, and it's fine.
It's still Coco. I mean, I'm not trying to compare it to Coco.
Well, I know that, but even a lot of the movies, you know, Up, for example, Toy Story.
That beginning of Up, man, come on. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
If you don't have a tear, you have no feelings.
You're right.
I couldn't agree with you.
But that movie wasn't made for boys.
But I'm at the end of the day, Incredibles.
Animation.
But Incredibles wasn't about that.
I don't think animation just for boys. I'm sorry, dude.
No, there's boys for
anybody. That's not what I'm saying, dude.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that some shows are made for boys, some are made for girls, they're just trying to get the biggest catch of the demographic.
I think
Incredibles and Cars are made for boys.
I don't know, man. I don't think that's the case, and I think because you have here Elastigirl at the forefant of this one. Am I wrong, Chewie? Mm-hmm. For the most part,
no, true, but it doesn't mean it's made for boys.
It's not about Mr. Incredible. It's Elastigirl. Yeah, you know, Mr. Incredible have prized the comic relief, really, with Jack-Jacks for Jack the most Jack part. He killed it.
Jack-Jack is amazing. I say it right now, it's absolutely brilliant. But extremely entertaining. I loved it. I mean, I don't think it goes the first one. I mean, whatever. I don't want to make those comparisons.
I think we could say it wasn't
the first
good.
One is pretty close to a perfect movie, so that's tough.
No, it's tough, and I agree. It's hard. I mean, it did a good job as a follow-up. Whether you think it's better or not, it was still a well-done movie. But that brings up my question of the week here, because obviously a couple of things. You're like, what would you guys say? And I'll put you guys on the spot. Besides Toy Story, because that's the easy answer. What is the best animated sequel? In your mind.
Animated sequel.
Yes. So Toy 2 and 3 don't count. That's way too easy. I'm either going to go. I was thinking about this. I'm like, I don't know if. We talked about How to Train Your Dragon. I was a big fan of that. Shrek 2, I thought, was another superior film than the first one.
Shrek 2 is better than the first one.
Yeah, by far.
Maybe it.
That's what I'm thinking. In my head, that's what I was thinking. Because I don't know if Finding Dory would. I liked it, but I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't as good as the first one.
It wasn't anywhere near. And it was fine. It was fine. You know, Monsters, Inc., University, whatever. It was fine.
Yeah, because that was a prequel. That wasn't even a sequel.
Well, that's fair. That's fair to say.
But even the first one wasn't that good. I mean,
I liked the first one, man.
It was awesome. Okay.
Ooh, come on, dude.
It wasn't bad. I didn't say it was bad, dude. Jeez,
like I said, man, Beast, Tin Man.
But, I mean, for me, I guess Shrek 2. I mean, I don't know. Anything else come to mind? I'm trying to think.
I think you're right. I can't think of anything else as far as that goes.
And another thing I thought of, this is putting you guys on the spot, but this is 14 years since the original, obviously, which is a pretty long time. Mm-hmm. Is there any other movie, animated or not, that needs a sequel that's been at least 10 years since we've seen the original, if not longer?
That needs a sequel?
That you would like to see one. Nothing needs a sequel, let's be honest.
Yeah. But
one that you would like to see one. For me, the first one that came to mind, for whatever reason, is Princess Bride. It would be kind of cool to go back to that world and see what that
is. I don't know if that needs a sequel. I want a sequel.
A sequel, I mean, already? Is that what you're saying?
That doesn't have a sequel. Like, we never got a sequel to X movie or whatever the case is. You know.
Princess Bride's pretty good.
I think Princess Bride. I'd like to go back to Princess Bride.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd want to go back to Goonies, man.
That's fair. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Stranger Things.
Still alive, so they can make it happen.
They've been like, I know I've heard rumblings about it. They were talking about doing that, and I don't know if that's ever gonna come to fruition. Yeah. But it will be cool. Is anyone alive?
Yeah, I believe so.
Josh Brolin. Samwise, what's his name?
Rudy.
Frodo. Mr. Frodo.
The Asian kid, he's still around. Chunk, he's still there.
one of the aimed, is it Corey or Feldman? Is that, I always get those two guys confused.
Corey's, one of the two Corey's.
One of the live.
That's Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, yeah, the alive guy.
He was in one of the, was he in like Halloween? No, Friday the 13th?
He was part four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there. He was in Bordello of Blood, The Tales of the Crypt One, Lost Boys, of course. I mean, it's post
Lost
all
Boys
that.
Lost Boys, great movie.
But they're all still alive, so.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're all, I think, yeah, they're all alive. Even the girl, yeah, all for the for her name. But yeah, that's a good one, Chewie.
Glasses was in, I think she's some sort of sitcom, I think. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, and that's funny about that, because again, they've been talking about, you know, doing it with their parents now and their kids going to adventure. We just kind of figured that's the way it would go. But that's cool. But let's move on to some not so happy stuff here. Let's get some What the Fudge. And this is weird because I almost didn't get one, but courtesy, and not DC. We'll give them a break. Although I did find this one quote funny that they were talking to about the, you know, the new guy took over, whatever, the head of the studios, because there was some shifting around with Jeff Johns.
Yeah, they fired Jeff Johns.
Yeah. Boy, he wasn't fired. He was transitioned to another aspect. Whatever. He got canned. But he walked in saying, and it's funny, his quote says, but a quote, I don't know if it was him or another executive said that him, either I or he, walked into a shit show. Yeah. No shit he did. That's not news. That's not really. At least somebody finally came to admit it. You know, the shit show is DC. But no, we're off the hook now. I want to talk about Star Wars and mainly George Lucas, dude.
Okay.
I'm so glad he sold this property. Because did you hear about him, what his thoughts were, his ideas for the next, for what the original would have been, this 7, 8, and 9 were?
Did I don't think that was, that was up before. That's not news. New news.
Well, they were talked up, because it came out in an interview, but it was never really publicized.
Okay.
And I didn't hear about this either way. And I guess it came out recently because I forget what it was. We talked about it. But either way. And apparently, man, just Lucas, he's hanging out with Smokey in the porch somewhere because he's smoking some really good shit here. Because his idea was to focus on, and I'm not familiar with this, but you guys are more into the lore than I am. Something called Wills. Ever heard of that? Wills, W-H-I-L-L-S. And does that sound familiar to anybody?
Yes.
It does? Yeah. So it has been mentioned kind of before in the Star Wars universe, I guess, from what I understand. I don't know. I don't think anybody, most casual fans have. But basically, his idea was to focus on the wills. Now, if you guys don't know what that is, the wills are the things that control the Force. And this is a direct quote.
You mean the midichlorians? Or?
No, not the midichlorians. Even worse.
Has been disavowed, by the way. That's no longer canon.
That's not canon.
But that's in the first three movies. How could it not be canon?
It's in the first movie.
Right, but it's still canon.
Whichever, yeah.
But he was saying that, this is his quote, that we, our cars, the people in the movie, are cars, vehicles, the wheels, to travel around them. We're vessels for them. And the conduit is the midichlorians. The midichlorians are the ones that communicate with the wheels. The wheels, in a general sense, they are the Force. So that was his idea and the focus of the next movies. What the fuck is he talking about, dude? What is this midichlorians? Nobody liked that to begin with. All these wheels and all this hot garbage that he came up with. But I've been saying George Lucas he's a fluke to me. He's a fluke. I think he's completely overrated as a director. He's a horrible writer.
He's just lucky.
He got lucky with Star Wars. And we're all blessed for it. But let's be honest. That was his idea. Thank God Disney bought it out. Although maybe Disney's not the right people now, but either way. Despite Solo and all the crap, it's better than Will.
Question.
Conduits.
Is Kennedy gone?
I don't know, dude. That's not been confirmed yet. Nothing's official, but I got a feeling we're going to see a Jeff Johns situation where he's going to transition, quote unquote, into a new role, or maybe just flat out get canned. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, she's not, obviously, it's coming. I'll be shocked if they don't make an announcement. I'll be shocked. I know the. Chewie, you're going to actually they're not there. The Star Wars Celebration is coming up, I think next year, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, 2019, I think. That's where it is.
Yeah, I think the rumblings were that I heard that she won't be part of that for whatever that's worth. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I still wanted to get heckled.
Well, yeah. Well, you don't want to bring any negative attention to it. It's already been brought negative attention to in the Star Wars world, so I get it. Who knows? I mean, whatever, dude. I hope, for me personally, I hope she's gone. Am I the only one thinking that here out of three of us?
That she's gone, you mean?
Yeah, that would prefer.
Yeah, I absolutely want her to go. I want Filoni to replace her.
Yeah, fired, quit, or whatever.
Reassigned.
Huh? Reassigned.
Sabbatical.
Whatever. Sabbatical. Why not? She can go make a Noajoku movie for DC for all I care, dude.
All right, so I just read that, yeah, it looks like they're going to hold off any announcement until September.
Okay. I wonder why not. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, sure why. What's
Are they shooting a movie right now? On then?
I think they're about to start production episode 9. I don't believe that's been started filming yet. The last I heard, he had Abrams turned in the scripts. It was like about a month or so ago. So I doubt that they actually got into filming it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But whatever. Probably not.
They're probably looking at the script and chopping it.
Oh man, I'm concerned. I'm pretty concerned for that.
Relax.
I know. I got a long time.
Can't be as bad as Solo.
I mean, it was okay. No, but it wasn't bad. I don't even want to read that, but it's okay.
I'm just saying, it's not bad.
No, it's okay. You know,
it could have been a lot worse.
I thing is Star Wars. I don't want to say Star Wars. It's okay. Hey, that's not the tagline I'm looking for. Star Wars universe.
We get enough of that. DC, man.
Star Wars. That's all right.
You know, whatever.
That's funny.
The greatest franchise in movie history has been relegated to. Possible. You know, I mean, Netflix, is that what Star Wars is now? God. Jesus. But either way, let's move into the trailer park here. We got a few more that popped up this week that are, I think, worthy of conversation. The first one, Dumbo.
Woo-hoo.
Dumbo. Mike, you're the hardest guy here, dude. I got to get your take on that.
I love Tim Burton, so it's tough. I'll give it a chance.
You love Tim Burton?
I love Tim Burton.
Really?
Talked about this.
I know, but I'm hoping
he's done some crap movies, goes. Though. No, I'm just saying look, I went to Dark Shadows, okay? That movie was awful.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I would admit that out loud, but...
Come on, man.
I know Chewie didn't see it because he doesn't pay to see bad movies, so...
I don't know what Dark Shadows is, to be honest with you.
Oh, get out of here, dude. You don't know what that is. You never heard of it.
No, which movie is that?
The one with Johnny Depp. Not that it says a lot. Every Tim Burton movie. It's the TV show, The Vampires, back in the 60s.
Barnabas Collins.
Whatever, and they remade it to a movie. Nothing. Doesn't ring a bell?
It was awful.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, you didn't miss much. That, you wiped it from your memory, which is not a bad thing to say. But it looked pretty cool. I mean, it was a teaser trailer. And the reason why I'm not as excited as I would like to be is because of Tim Burton. I mean, he hasn't done anything in a while. That, you know, he did the Alice movie, with Alice in Wonderland, whatever, which is terrible. Which was awful.
Oh, the first one, right? Not the second.
No, he did the first one.
Okay. He did the second.
He killed them both. Well, I know, and they both sucked either way. It doesn't make a difference. He did the one with Miss Pellegrine's kids or whatever.
House.
Was awful. Oh, my God.
It's not good. And obviously, Dark Shadow.
Miss Pellegrine's.
Yeah, he's been in a slump, so I don't know. He's the guy I think about Dumbo, but. Whatever, but I mean, love Dumbo.
That trailer looked cool.
It did look good.
And it's a Disney property, right?
And right, it's Disney. That's true. A Disney non Star Wars property.
Okay, I was gonna say so was Han Solo. So
I put a little caveat in there. It's like
they fired the director like 6 months into shooting in Solo. So there's that.
So, what do you mean?
No, they fired the director of Solo, so they could fire Tim Burton, too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they didn't, so, I mean...
Right.
It looks cool. I mean, that's a pretty good cast. I didn't know I had that big of a cast in there. So, but I look really cool. I'm kind of excited about that one, despite the fact that it's Tim Burton. The second one, I don't think you guys probably didn't see this one. The Nun? The Non-Flying Variety? Yes, sir? No. I didn't see it. Mike, you see it?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
No, it looked terrible.
It looked really bad. I was like, when you're bored in the trailer, that's not good. It's not good.
I was just looking to, like, get
It was not good. And that makes it horror. And I love the Conjuring universe, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it, but that's not good. The other one, which I did not like in the least, was The Grinch, the new version of it from the guys who the studio.
Why?
You're talking about the CGI one, right?
Yes.
Or the animated one, whatever.
Animated. Yeah.
Yeah, did they want to come out on Christmas. It's just more the same. I'm like, you don't need a movie. We got the 30-minute cartoon that sums it up. We got the live action with
Jim Carrey,
which was Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. But it was okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't care to see it.
It was Ron Howard. It was okay.
And
it
now we get in that. Yeah, exactly. Now we need animated version of the same story again. I'm like,
and it just was not.
They're gonna change a couple things.
I didn't laugh at all. It was dumb as rocks. I mean, God, I was not. That was not.
I don't think my kids were. I mean, they showed the trailer at this movie, and I don't think they cared to. I didn't get a reaction from them. So
that's my expectation. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
And this is the Jim Carrey movie came out. I kept saying, "How are they going to make a 2-hour movie out of this?" It was really
it was a stretch.
It was a 30-minute cartoon. I mean.
Of course, and the new one's gonna be like an hour. And there's some backstory there, and in the trailer they show him like he's in a why he hates Christmas because he was in an orphanage when anyone else was celebrating Christmas. Right. Nobody cares. Right? Do we need it again? There's like a part.
Throw that in with the multiple Joker movies. Who cares?
I'd
rather see the Joker as the Grinch.
The Grinch.
He's gonna win, man. Ruin Bruce Wayne's Christmas. Now that's a Christmas Batman. That's what I'm talking about. And the last one here, I don't know. This wasn't really like out there much. I was referred to by a friend of mine. He caught it. The second Predator trailer, a shorter version of it.
I saw it.
I saw it.
Way better than the first trailer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. By far.
This should have been the trailer. That should have been released. Yes. And now that is the Predator. Trails like that actually shows a Predator kicking at. That looked pretty good. I'm back on board because that first trailer was, it wasn't in Star Wars level. It was just it was not good. And the only thing I wish they didn't show that. Did you guys see that giant Predator?
Yeah, at the end. Yeah.
I kind of wish they didn't show that because I'm like, damn.
I know, man. Already ruined it, dude.
Already ruined. I'm like, damn it, because that was pretty bad. I was like, what the.
But it was just a little snippet.
The original. Generated so much bad will. Original trailer that they had to show something.
And the other trailer I want to talk about, which just got dropped, Creed 2. Of course, a movie. I love the first Creed. Big surprise. That's my favorite movies that year, man. I thought this guy killed it. Ryan Coogler. And what's this guy? Michael B. Jordan. And but I came out today, man. We got a first look at a glimpse of Drago. What do you guys think about that one? He dies. Did you guys like it?
Yeah. I saw it. I mean, I want to see it. You know, I love the first one. Very good movie.
Yeah,
and it's a sequel, and so you know, you get into the whole Rocky sequel thing again.
It seems like it's circling back, kind of. But
yeah. What's next? Are they gonna break out Hulk Hogan's son for the next one?
Thunderless, baby.
Except that kid weighs like 50 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, sorry. Okay, how about Mr. T's son?
Peter the Fool.
but whatever. It looked good enough, decent enough, and
it looked good enough. I mean. We didn't get to see Drago or his son, whatever. I mean, I'm not really sure how I feel about that whole storyline, to be honest with you. Whatever, I guess. I mean, I don't want to see the same thing. I mean, why would they be upset at each other to begin with? I'm kind of curious, why is Drago's son mad?
He didn't break
it. It's his dad that killed this guy's daddy. If any of you should remember.
Whatever.
Because I didn't Rocky the hey. If you can change, you can change. We could all change. Everybody's hugging. The war, communism, Rocky defeated communism. Classic cheese. So, I mean, whatever. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, again, the money concerns that Coogler's not back. And that's always, I've seen as before, where the director doesn't come back for the sequel. It doesn't always work out the right way. That's happened all the time. But, Mike, you said you didn't like it? Or you were kind of...
I just think that that going to that storyline probably is the best idea.
That's fair. That's fair. But I mean, it's a first trailer, but it was fine. It was fine. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I like the first one enough to work. I really want to see the second one. You know, maybe
I'm all in, but I'm not excited about it.
I got a feeling. I think Rocky's dying. No?
Probably. Like,
for real?
Well, in the movie, not in real life. I mean, you know, eventually, yeah, Rocky would die. I think, didn't he have cancer in the first one?
Right.
That's right.
Didn't he? Like, right? Am I wrong? Or no? Right?
Yeah,
right.
No, in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
No, in Creed. Not in Creed.
He was sick. He had told him he was something wrong with him or something. I could have sworn I was. I have to go back and check it out. But I could have sworn he came down with something. I don't know, something. So I don't know. Maybe that. I mean, like, it'd be kind of cool fitting if he did die. I mean, I don't know if they can work into the story. But either way, that comes out in November, I think.
Thanksgiving, yeah. I believe. Yes.
Yeah, it's a packed holiday season, so it's gonna be kind of interesting. There's a little movie Tinder, man. They got a few small nuggets, nothing major, but a few things worthy of discussing. Anyway, the first one. So we got movie Tinder, Left or Right? Should we start with you? We got the pictures that surfaced from Wonder Woman, and Steve Trevor, of course, Chris Pine's character, is back wearing a members only jacket in Samoa, 1984. Yeah, well, yay, nay. I mean, it's kind of odd.
Well, I don't know. We got to see who he actually is. Is it Steve Trevor? Is it a cousin of Steve Trevor? Is it his long lost grandson? I don't know.
Frank Trevor.
I mean,
he died, right? He did die.
Yes. As far as I know, he died.
No parachute escape.
It's little Ralphie Trevor.
I heard rumors that he was coming back. I'm thinking, okay, it's like maybe a flashback scene, or she's seeing him. And you know, I know. It looked like he's in the mall, geared up in '80s garb. But I'm going kind of left, man.
Let's wait and see.
I mean, for now, I'm going left because I don't want him to really just come out of nowhere, some stupid crap, when he's back. I don't know, Mike. What do you think? I mean, it's good or bad? I mean,
I'm in. I don't. You know, I like the first movie. I can't say bad things.
I did hear a rumor. This is a rumor that people told me that maybe he's Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I heard that. Adam, like that explains why he's there. You know, maybe that.
Oh, so he got pulled out before.
Exactly, before the plane exploded. I kind of like that, to be honest with you. I like Chris.
Kind of messes though with the Green Lantern origin story.
Well, that's fine though. I'm just saying case. Yeah, I don't.
The whole Abbott and Sir thing.
We don't need the comic origin stories. You know, let's cut away and give us something fresh.
I mean, exactly. I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case. But it'd be cool because I mean, I like Chris Pine. He was great.
It's a good explanation. I like it. Yeah. Makes
that's
sense.
It makes sense. He comes back and then Chris Pine as Green Lantern. I mean, I'm right on that one all the way. I mean, hell yeah. So I don't know. We'll wait and see, but it's just kind of awkward, and I don't want a grandson sunken. It's kind of lame. Like, he looks exactly the same. Yeah, no. Well, he's gonna hook up with Wonder Woman. He's gonna hook up with the grandfather.
And hey, Grandpa did it.
I know, right? A little more to the left.
This is PG-13, ladies and gentlemen.
It is what it is. I'm just saying.
You
gotta elevate the material, dude. When the woman got to eat too, did you know?
Anyway, so I think I swipe right. I don't think I said, but right.
Yeah, I'm going left. I'm going left until I find out more information. I'm afraid it's going to be so kind of weird. Like, I don't know, just forced in there somehow. I'm just not going to like. I hope I trust him, but I'm still a little scared. The next one, we got a remake. James Wan, not directing, he's producing, he's behind it. Arachnophobia remake. That's in the works, and James Wan is heading the production.
Why are they remaking that movie, dude?
Why not?
Well, why? The first one.
I mean, it was.
It was fine.
It was funny. It was fun.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, wasn't like, oh my god.
David Arquette. Who else was in that movie?
Lloyd Daniels. Lloyd Daniels?
Lloyd Daniels?
Not Lloyd Daniels. Yeah, Lloyd Daniels. Isn't it Lloyd Daniels Dumb and Dumber? Is that the same guy? Am I saying his name wrong?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, Jeff not Daniels. Lloyd. Not Lloyd. Jeff Daniels.
Lloyd Jack? Is his name. Lloyd
did
is
say Jack
Jim
Daniels?
Carrey's name in that
No,
movie.
Jeff Daniels.
I think he said Jack Daniels. Like, yeah.
Jack Daniels.
It looks like the man beast needs some Jack Daniels right now.
Jose Cuervo. Mexico. But I mean, I don't mind. I'm going right on that. That's a movie that could be right for a remake using today's technology. It's not like an untouchable movie. It's like, how dare they do Arachnophobia?
It depends on what the tone of it. They're trying to go ultra horror, or they're trying to do comedy horror, or straight comedy.
I'll prefer. I mean, it's James Wan, so horror will make sense. I mean, again, he's producing it, but I'm saying, I mean, he's got an action as well. But I would like to see more of a horror take on it than anything like a comedic tone. I mean, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, Mike, don't be such a hater, D. Embrace it.
I'm not
dude.
A hater. I give everything a chance. Jeez.
Embrace the reboot, D. It's happening, D. speaking of embracing here, we got a couple of guys, old schoolers, about to embrace Netflix. A movie called Dolmite. Dolmite is my name. I might be mispronouncing Dolmite. I don't know, whatever.
Dolomite.
But apparently, Dolomite. Okay. So we got Eddie Murphy, teaming up with Wesley Snipes. Interesting. An interesting pairing. You know, I know where I fall on that. Just by hearing that alone, I don't know. I forget the fact that it's Netflix. Because we know
what's the movie about? I mean,
I don't have a synopsis. It hasn't come out yet. So I don't know if it's a comedy or...
No.
I have no idea. But you hear Murphy and Snipes. I mean, if it was 20 years ago, I'd be kind of excited. But now, I mean...
I don't know.
I mean...
Buddy cop movie? I don't know, dude.
I'm going kind of way left on this one, to be honest with you. What was the last good thing Eddie Murphy did?
It is Netflix, too.
Yes, you're right. It's Netflix. Snipes, who I love. You know, hey.
He
taught us what
they can
jump,
and
I believe
last Adam Sandler movie on Netflix.
Wait, Mike. Did you actually watch the Adam Sandler movie on Netflix?
Yeah, I did.
On purpose?
Any of them?
Did you lose a bet? There's got to be a story. Give me a story, Mike. It just can't be said that one day. It's like, you know what? I want to watch Adam Sandler today. It can't be that. What happened?
It's her choice.
Give me the wife.
Solo. Get my wife to go to Solo and to watch some crappy movie.
So you lost twice. you spent money on Solo. That's then right. You have to watch that. Oh, my God. Well, since you watched it, dare I even ask if it was good?
No, it wasn't. Terrible.
I didn't think so. What
it's
was
like
it?
A, what's it was an awful ripoff of that.
That the one with Chris Rock?
That movie Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield?
I don't remember.
Wait,
that
that's what it's about? Oh, yeah, it's talking about 80s cheese. Yeah, is that Chris Rock in there? Is that?
Yeah, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler. Yeah, it's got a lot of stars in it, but it's terrible.
Wow. Yeah, it's about a wedding and the father and family.
Yeah, Easy Money,
and,
dude. It's just a remake, God. Really.
You're making me long for a Wesley Snipes Eddie Murphy movie.
Left. Left.
Way down the left side.
Woo. God, I can't wait. Oh, I hope the movie was short, dude, because if you stuck around for like 2 hours, I'd be really bothered.
Yeah, it was
sad
like
for you.
90 minutes. Yeah. Less than 90 minutes.
You know what you got to do, Mike? It's a tip, dude, right? If you do that kind of deal again, well, hey, come see this movie with me. Agree to it, but you say you got to watch the movie like at 11:30 at night. That way you fall right asleep, dude. And there you go. Everybody wins.
That's the move.
That's the move. Speaking of Wesley Snipes, that's the move. That's perfect, dude. You wake up, she nudges you, the credits are on, you go to bed, dude. There, everybody's happy.
Dude. Salmon
eggs. Night-night.
Night-night. last one here. It's a TV version, TV one for Tinder. They officially announced, I guess, HBO picked up the pilot. Or announced the pilot or whatever, we're going to bring production on it, whatever, for Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
And
a prequel
that, correct me if I'm wrong, takes place, 10,000 years?
300 years.
I heard 300,000.
No, it's 300.
Positive on that? Okay. That's fine, but either way.
You know what? Let me take that back. I might be confusing with the book that's coming out.
You are. The book is 300 years.
Yeah, you might be right. Yes. My apologies.
I think 1,000 or 10,000. I may be off by zero, but it's a lot of years, whatever the case is. I'm not sure where I found that. I don't know if I'm going right or left on that, to be honest with you. I know it's Game of Thrones. I get it, but it's not really Game of Thrones. It's just a prequel, whatever that's worth. Mike, where are you about that?
I'm in till it sucks.
That's what she said.
One office joke.
Never gets old. Chewie, you in that same boat? I mean,
I'm right, dude. I trust HBO. You know, I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones.
Oh, I know. I just prequels, man.
Look, it's solo, so relax. It's all good.
Yeah, don't get upset about it.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying prequel-wise. I mean, let's just get into the prequels. Has there been a good prequel out there? Am I missing something?
No.
Of any movie or TV? Well, I stand corrected. There is one. I stand corrected.
Which one?
Say corrected. Better Call Saul, technically, that's a prequel.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Aside from Better Call Saul, has there ever been a good prequel?
Aside from the exception to the rule. Okay.
There's always a one.
I see how you're playing this game.
There's always exceptions to the rule.
Find me another. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You know, one's a fluke, two is a trend, right? So anybody can win the lottery. But I mean, is there one, Mike? Is there any good prequel on top of your head? I can look it up real quick. I can't think of it. I know it ain't Star Wars. That's for sure. Nothing at all. No. Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not a prequel.
There was a Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it was terrible. That's true. That was a prequel, and that was awful too.
No, it was straight garbage. But I mean, either way, it was terrible. But that's what I'm saying. So I mean, that being said, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't. Obviously, is there any lore that went back that far that they talk about in the show? Out of curiosity, you guys more know about than I do. But
maybe the stuff with the creation of the White Walkers, but I'm not sure what the time frame of that is.
Oh, like with the children
when they first created when they did the flashback of the creation.
Like something like that.
But I'm not sure. I can't remember what time frame is relative to the show.
I'm starting to get a little skittish.
I don't think this prequel is going back that far. So I think you're probably 1,000 years probably.
Maybe 1,000. Like I said, maybe mixed with the zero, but it's still pretty far. I mean, it's not like
Brand the Builder.
We're not talking about Ned Stark as a kid or whatever, as a younger, clearly now, the rebellion or whatever. So we'll see.
Like you said, dude, it's going to have dragons.
It's going to have dragons, and I'm going so right, dude.
Bacon of TV, dragons.
That's so exact. Actually, dude, wrap it on chicken, it tastes just as yummy, dude. Dragon wrapped. Dragon of my lucky charms. It's what's for dinner, dude.
tastes like chicken.
But let's stay in the TV side of things. Let's get into the TV world here. Not to do Netflix yet. Well, Mike, did you ever catch up on Westworld? I know we got a little not deep into it, but we discussed it last week. Did you catch any more episodes? Out of curiosity.
What's up?
That sounds like a no.
I'm sorry.
Did you catch up on Westworld, Mike?
Oh no, I'm down. I'm down an episode right now. No, actually, down one. Down one.
Okay, so you didn't see last week's episode.
No, I just missed last week.
Oh, great episode.
Is it? That's good because the episode before that I was underwhelmed with.
No, the last one wasn't that good. That's the one with the Indian.
No. He said he didn't catch this last week's episode, episode 9.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He's seen the one with Akecheta. Akecheta, whatever.
Right. Did you like that
one? I actually liked that episode, but I must be in the minority.
It was well made, but I don't think it fit with what was going on with the story. It seemed kind of filler.
I don't think the show itself was more filler than this. I actually cared about.
Wait, this is a 10-episode story arc?
Yes. Yeah. This Sunday's the last.
Yeah, see, you can't have a filler episode when you got a 10-episode story arc.
I agree completely. I thought it was cool. It was well done. If they were shown this like in the second, third episode, I probably would have enjoyed it more. But we got the moment.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. Maybe the order. Maybe it should have been done a little bit differently. But if you look at the episode by itself,
the episode is good.
It gave us a linear story, right? It actually exposed something new that we hadn't seen aside the true origin of the sentient host, right? It wasn't Dolores, it wasn't Mava, it was actually Akachetta, first one. And it goes through his progression from the beginning. They put in some other things in there here and the way that they told it through talking to his daughter, talking to Mav in the present, going back, it made me care. It actually gave us emotion. It gave us character development, which the show had been sorely lacking for this season.
I agree, but no, I'm 100% with you. Like I said, it was a good episode.
Like I said, I'll give you that. Maybe it shouldn't have been done as an episode 7 out of 10. Hey, but
thank you. Because we're wrapping up to the end.
Forget where it is in the order of episodes. If you just look at the episode as its own stuff, it was self-contained, beginning to end, and it gave you a lot. Didn't rely on the secret sauce of Westworld, right? didn't try to fool you. It's like, no, here's a story beginning to end,
and it was well told. Like I said, for me, it was just misplaced. That's all I'm saying. Again, it seemed at that point you can't have that kind of episode towards the end of that should like you talk about character building.
That's exactly. No, probably show more at the beginning.
Exactly. Then we would have been more vested in what's going on at this point of it, right? So that's what I'm saying. It was well done. And the last one, Mike, is really good. I mean, nothing new. Yeah, it just reveals some stuff we kind of already had figured, but it was done in a nice way. Like I said, I think there's one left, which we'll talk. We'll get into detail once the finale this week.
Yeah, 90-minute finale on Sunday on HBO.
Oh, 90 minutes. Okay, good. Yeah. So hopefully it ends well.
That's good.
You know, that's not bad. Yeah, it's longer than a Game of Thrones. Right. I don't know. Why is Westworld an hour and a half on Game of Thrones? It's like an hour and 20 minutes. Either way.
Dude.
I'm just saying. I had to dig in there. The next one, I started watching, I told you guys, watching Killing Eve. You guys have recommended that one?
Absolutely.
Relax. I didn't say anything.
Chewie is about to kill you.
I'm coming through the microphone!
Yeah, I know. Hey, calm down. I didn't say anything. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's great either. I'm having a hard time really getting vested in what's going on, and that could just be me. I'm still gonna watch them. I think I'm in the middle of episode 4.
Okay, halfway through.
It was 8 episodes. Okay, I wasn't sure how long it was, and it's fine. I'm not buying her. I don't know how I feel about the show. I mean, I personally, if someone asked me, I wouldn't recommend it. Like, oh yeah, dude, you gotta watch this show. Let me see how it ends. Let me get better. But it could just me. I'm watching it late at night. And I'm getting tired. Maybe that's part of it, to be honest with you. I'm falling asleep. I'm rewinding it every 10 minutes. It's, fuck, I missed something. Go back. I don't know.
Maybe. But, I mean, if it got your attention, I don't think it matter what time you watch it. So maybe it's not for you. I don't know.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I don't think it's badly made. No, it's not like it sucks. It's fine. It's good. It's cool. But like I said, it's just not. I'll see how it ends, but for now, I'm not disappointed. I get why you guys recommend it. I do.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good. I don't get where you're coming from on that. Honestly,
I don't know.
Emo-centric shows.
The tone is all over the place for me. It's like it tries to be kind of funny and quirky, and then it wants to get serious. It's not mixing well for me. Anyway, I'm not saying it's improper. Just the tone is up and down. The main character, I'm just not buying her. Like, I'm not. It could be the actress. I'm just not buying her. I forget her name. Eve, obviously.
Sandra Oh.
Yeah, I'm just not. I don't know what it is. She's not doing it for me. I don't know. That thing with that guy dying, like her partner.
You mean the? The guy at the club. Yeah.
I was so like, oh my god. I mean. From the first sentence that he spoke in the show, like, oh, it was just so, like, obvious he was dying. He held the baby, I'm not going to come back tonight. Okay, you know, like, wink, wink. He must have just told the audience that, hey guys, I'm dying. A little wink, and you know, and continue with the show. It was just like, okay, okay, you know, and the foreshadowing was a bit heavy. And but I mean, that's not a huge deal. I'm just nitpicking. But I don't know. It's just. I don't know. Like, I'll watch the rest of it. I'm gonna watch the rest of it. It's good enough to finish it. Like, I'm not off the show per se. Okay. I'm just not like, oh my god, I can't wait to see next episode. You know, it's not that. It's not Counterpart. Obviously, it's not Westworld. No. on that level. Goliath. Anybody started watching that?
Yes, just sir.
Started episode today, right?
Four. No, last Saturday, Sunday. No,
it came out last Friday. I did a 4-episode run, a little more than I wanted to, but I was like, oh, that's cool. But Goliath, if people don't know, it's Billy Bob Thornton, the second season on Amazon
Prime. I'll jump on it on Friday.
Which was a really good show. I liked that first season a lot, surprisingly.
I love the first season.
Yeah, it's a good season. Attorney, he does like, an attorney's kind of in the dumps. I guess he's just kind of drunk a lot. finds himself in a case and all that. Second season, Chu, you started it. How many did you watch?
Halfway through.
Are you liking it?
Wow.
Yeah, it's only 8 episodes, so like I said, it's halfway through.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a Lou Diamond Phillips sighting, so I'm glad he's getting work again.
Lou Diamond Phillips, he's got to eat again. He's eating again. I'm so happy for him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stand By Me? No, what that was?
Will Act for Delivery. Food.
Yeah, La Bamba.
I like the movie.
I mean, he's actually done a lot of small TV stuff throughout. Yeah. So he's been eating, but yeah, it was when America's I saw him. Like,
book.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, it's him. That's cool. Yeah, he's looking good for his age too. Good for him.
I'm enjoying it.
I mean, it's a step down from the first season. Am I wrong in saying that?
I would say a little bit because obviously it's obviously the story. You know, it's not as compelling as it was last season.
Yeah.
It's no Bosch.
I mean, so last season was a civil case, right? Oh. Against a big corporation. This is basically a trial case.
Yeah, this is more run of the mill TV, the TV lawyer drama.
Yeah, you got a little cartel. You got the sleazy business investor. You got the dirty cop.
You know what it is for me. And I think I just want you to mention those names. We have William Hurt, who's great in the first one.
Oh yes.
That is
the
true.
Villain,
we don't have that awesome. This season.
Yeah, the villains here are just like they're just weird. That guy.
He was
weird.
So skeevy in that show. It was like, whoa.
Oh, he was great. He was great. He was like a good matchup.
Super these gross.
Guys, these guys are like almost cartoon characters, kind of cliched. And I don't know. It's okay. It's not bad. It's cool, but it's definitely a step down. I'm hoping the last four episodes kind of pick up.
We'll see.
Because I want the show to continue. Billy Boss, he's always great. You know, I love him,
man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're all fans of him, Mike. I think you're on the same boat as we are.
He does a great job with the character. So, man, it's just the story is a little.
It's a flimsy.
And the answer is a little weak. It's just season.
Yeah, it's kind of straightforward. You know, it's like okay, and they're giving us all the information beforehand, so it's like no mystery.
Yeah, it's a little different. Well, last season they didn't. I mean, the mystery was through the evolution of the show and finding out the truth. And this one is like okay, it's in your face. They're telling you this is what happened, and then the flashback. This is what happened, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. With the politics,
yeah, so
like,
they
okay,
kind
so
of changed it up a little bit where you didn't know like how big
exactly.
Wind
here's
was.
Like basically, here's like this is a bad guy. This is exactly
I mean,
how
it turned
it went
out
down.
The corporation wasn't really the bad guy. It was William Hurt.
Exactly, and we don't have that. We're not gonna. I don't foresee. I mean, it could happen. I don't know, but I don't foresee that kind of swerve in this season. Everything's it's all laid out. We know who the killer is. They don't shy away from saying it's this person's ex. This is how he got the person got killed. Because obviously he's representing a
the
kid.
The butler.
Taking a rap. Yeah.
The candlestick.
So kids being accused of murder. He's got to defend him. So.
Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, sorry.
If I had Wesley Snipes, Eddie Murphy in this thing, it would be awesome. That's what the show needs. next one. I saw Staircase. Anybody catch that, Mike? I know you're
yes,
more
I finished
Mike.
It.
It's yes. right down my alley, but I haven't looked at it yet. I saw it, and I'm getting excited
really
for it. I've heard it's really good, dude.
Yeah. It's a little long. I will say that. There are
13 episodes.
Which is long for this kind of documentary, and it could have shown down every episode, but whatever. It's not a huge gripe.
I think the last three are newer episodes because obviously there are some developments from last year or the last couple of years. So that's
right.
Why.
Exactly. This is for those unfamiliar with it. It follows a case back from happened back 2001, a murder case where
that's correct.
We had this writer living in Durham, North Carolina. His wife fell down the steps.
Supposedly.
he alleges an accident that he got accused of murder, and they go through the whole trial process. And it goes, I think it's 16, 17 years, the whole process, because there's their appeal, which they go after.
There's the original conviction.
Right, the conviction. Well, I don't want to spoil it.
And 8 years later, they find out that the state was dirty. And then they go retrial, and then no evidence, and it's just one big mess.
Exactly, and it's funny because, like, dude, you said you couldn't write this stuff because a lot of stuff pops up. You're like, oh, really? Oh man, because at first I'm thinking this guy's innocent, and this happens. You're like, oh boy, that does not look good, and this happens, that doesn't look good, and I think things just keep popping up. Fascinating story, dude. It's really cool, man. And Mike, I think you really
enjoy it.
Yeah, it's really it's a great documentary. Yeah, it's called documentary, but
the Making a Murderer one that Netflix did originally, I loved. And,
that was really good.
But the one after that, The Seekers, was almost like unwatchable. It was so friggin' painful to watch.
I could not finish it. I saw the first two or three episodes, and then it was just very disturbing. I'm like, I can't.
That the one with the nun?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I finished that one with my wife. I saw that one.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It was a bit much.
It just kept going. My wife is like, oh, I can't watch this. I can't. It's like the second episode.
Yeah, exactly. I think I stopped at the third one. But what was the other one I saw recently? Evil Genius.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was four episodes. That was pretty interesting, actually.
That was cool. That was really cool, too. I didn't remember that, too. I have no idea. I don't remember when that happened. I know it was a big news story, but I was like, okay.
I don't think that's the same group, is it? That isn't the Making the Murderer guys.
No.
This is a totally different documentary. But it's really, I mean, those, again, Evil Genius is one I recommend. It's only four episodes, and it's really interesting. Staircase, and you have to invest more time in Staircase, but it's really good, man. I think by second, third episode, once it starts getting to the trial stuff, it's fascinating, dude. It's really interesting, everything that happened, and these things that happened to this guy in his past. Great. No, it's kind of wild. We got this week, we got Luke Cage dropping. I know Chewy, he relayed to me, I guess IGN had a review on it.
I'll tell you what I saw. Yeah, IGN, which is, you know, they're hit and miss on their reviews because I'm not sure who does the reviews.
They're more miss. Different. I never trust IGN. I really don't.
But they were pretty brutal towards it. They gave it a 4 to 5 out of 10. They said it was terrible. The typical classic Marvel, the villains sucked. There was no development. It just meandered, blah, 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 blah. Then I turn over to, I believe it was Fandom website, and I've seen, you know, the reviews, and they said it was excellent, 4.5 out of 5. So I'm getting conflicting reviews from different sources. So I want to see it. I enjoyed the first one, and let's see. And they said in their review, saying that the villain was great, that there was great development, that there was heart, that there was more than there was in the first season. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm getting, like, you know, two completely divergent views of the same show. So I know. I'll judge myself.
No, obviously. I was going to watch. I'm watching it regardless. I mean, it's nice having expectations. You kind of want, and I like to know what I'm – my expectations have to be a certain way. If I see it when it's dogging it, I'm like, oh, boy. I'm watching it anyway, but I'm like, okay. But we'll see. I'm excited for it.
I really like Jessica Jones, so I mean, I'm all in for Luke Cage.
No, of course. I mean, like I said, I liked the first
Sweet half Christmas.
Season. Yeah, the first half season, Luke Cage was really good. The second half is
well. Yeah, and some of those characters are back. I mean,
Shades.
I really believe if they would have kept that season like 10 episodes, it would have been a lot better. Honestly,
begging for that for all the episodes, all the shows. The only one that really worked in terms of 1 to 13 was The Punisher. Anything else? I love Daredevil. 13? Yeah, all 13.
Okay.
Punisher 13 was 13.
Yeah. Right. And that's the only one
This one's also 13 like again.
Every episode, they get built on the last episode. It was a great show.
Exactly. And I like Daredevil 1, 2. I like Jessica Jones. I do. But some episodes are kind of fillerish. And this should be 10 episodes, 8 to 10 at best. And we'll see. I mean, I know, well, with the exception, Iron Fist should have been 2 episodes. We said that before.
Yeah, that should have been 1.5 episodes.
Maybe 3.
And Iron Fist does show up in this season. Episode.
Yeah, Iron Fist should have been a Christmas special with the Ewoks in your Star Wars.
The Ewoks. Chewie's wife.
Ewoks versus Iron Fist. Though we might want to tank that right now. But I mean, it should be 10 episodes. You know, Ewoks and Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes. Now we're talking. That's the weird there. But it should be 10 episodes at best. That's something that worries me about these, like, you know, Luke Cage. I mean, you're right, Mike. The last one should have been 8. I think it would have been pitch perfect. As far as Luke Cage is concerned, I mean,
Cottonmouth left the show, the show got bad.
It was not the same.
Stupid. Almost.
It was not the same. That villain was the one. Like, what's his brother? Right? Am I wrong? Luke Cage's brother. I don't know. Whatever.
No, I don't think it was his brother, but it was whoever it was.
Somebody. Whatever. He knew him from the past. Whoever he was. He was awful. Still better than Iron Fist, which says a lot. But we'll see. That starts in a couple of days. We'll probably talk about the first few episodes. Give us our thoughts and how we think it's going thus far. I think by we reconvene in a few days. Any other shows that are worthy of discussion, Chewy? This is your realm. I mean, what else? Is there anything that's new or no?
Well, I think that we mentioned the stuff that started. I started watching Cloak and Dagger. I'm not sure if you started that or not.
I haven't. How is that?
Okay. Interesting. It's very interesting.
It's CW, though, right?
Well, no, it's Freeform. It's not Netflix type of violence. If you expect that, I know it's Freeform, dude. But it's pretty cool. But obviously, it's dealing with a younger audience a little bit as far as the main characters. I know, dude. I know you don't like that. It's adult themes, adult tone, and I think you would enjoy it. And like I said, it's only 3 episodes in, so let's let it develop.
I want to binge that one. I just kind of catch it all, whatever. That way, you know. Give it a fair
view. Yeah, and then 12 Monkeys came out last weekend with the first 3 episodes. The next 3 episodes drop on Friday.
How many episodes to this season?
It's 12 episodes. The final season is 12 episodes.
Okay.
So they're dropping 3 episodes for the next few Fridays to wrap it up.
Okay, fair enough.
Interesting. Yeah, last in season 3, they dropped the whole series over the weekend, and this would have broken up in 4 weeks. But
is that on sci-fi?
Such a good show, man. No, yes, it is on sci-fi, as a matter of fact.
And sci-fi is doing that? Like, they're staggering their releases?
Yeah. They've kind of done it a bit differently with this particular show, for whatever reason.
Okay, interesting. But so they release it, like, in a row or consecutive, or here's all 3 episodes?
Yeah,
they just drop them together.
They show them back-to-back 3 episodes on Friday night, back-to-back, and then you can binge them and watch them whenever, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, interesting. I thought they were typical...
it's not the weekly.
Weekly thing, you know, which, whatever. Oh, that's kind of interesting. I like that idea.
Because you get to see it over the, I mean, you don't have to, you can wait till a month in and watch all 12 or just, you know, cast 3 a weekend, you know, and break it up that way.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of an interesting idea as far as something a little bit different. Yeah, I wish other networks might try that because you get more invested if you watch 2 or 3 in a row. I mean, obviously you want to binge them, but you don't have to, but. Like I said, savor the meal. You know, 2 or 3 episodes here, 2 or 3 there. You know, obviously,
chew, swallow.
Or you're watching Iron Fist. You do 2 minutes of Iron Fist, another minute, maybe 30 seconds on a Sunday night. You're bored. You know, pop it in. Maybe you force your wife to see Han Solo, and she makes you watch the first 10 minutes of Iron Fist.
Swallow.
You know, that's a fair trade. And I'm just, you know. Mike, did your wife like Solo? By the way, I've got to circle. Did she like it?
Does she like
a Han Solo?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, okay. So she's got taste. Yeah. again, thing. Han Solo's not a bad movie. I don't want to say that.
No, it's okay. It's a good movie.
It was Star Wars.
It's not great.
It's all right. But let's end it there. Anything you guys want to quick shout out before we officially sign off?
Go ahead, Mike. You go first.
Well, I want to say hey to my guy Robert and Dennis Baratheon who listened last week, loved our show. So just a shout out. Hey now.
Right. Back to here. Chewy?
No, just got my Comic-Con tickets today. Woohoo! Thank you, brother.
Sweet.
And so I'll be down there in exactly 28 days, partaking in the shenanigans and activities that is the con.
In the non-Marvel, non-Disney, non-whatever presence in Comic-Con.
Don't hate, dude. Don't hate.
Then it's going to be...
We got DC!
It's going to be... Okay, yeah. You sold me.
Jason.
It's going to be... they got a pan on DC. a panel just with Kathleen Kennedy and a CW and Hall H. Riveting.
I'll be looking forward to the Better Call Saul panel. Hopefully, I can get in there.
Okay, yeah, because that's what Game of Thrones is going to be. That's the one that backed out.
HBO is not going to be this year because they really don't have anything, imminent as far as Westworld or Game of Thrones.
Well, they could show the Game of Thrones.
Whatever, dude.
I mean, they could if they want. I'm just whatever. I mean, but I'm not going to be obviously the point.
But I don't know. Better Call Saul. There's a couple of shows that kids want to catch panels wise and stuff. There's other studios that are making DC is still going to try to make a presentation.
Well, they dropped the trailer for Aquaman during that time. So.
And Shazam probably also at that time.
I think that DC needs to come big. You're right. Yeah. I think we're going to get Aquaman trailer.
Without Marvel there, this is their show.
This is their show. You're right. Shazam, maybe even Wonder Woman. I know they're already filming, so maybe they have some footage of Wonder Woman. And I'm thinking they'll probably announce...
Maybe
they're ready for
Justice League too.
Batman, maybe they cast Batman by then. I don't know. Maybe I didn't just throw it out the root. I don't know. Oh, for Christ's sake, what the fuck is Man of Steel 2, dude? Can we get some announcement, dude? He's your bread and butter and whatever. Okay. Just saying. But you're right. This is their chance for them to go really big. I'm sure we'll deep dive into that once that's once it comes out in a month and a half. Because DC has no choice. They got to come with it this time. They got to get people excited. They really do.
You know, Netflix has a big presence at the con now. So they were pretty good last year. We went last year. They had The Bright, but they also had Stranger Things and they had stuff. Activations outside, inside. So that was pretty cool.
No, they do. And that's funny movies coming out. For sure. I mean, I think The Irishman, which is the big Scorsese one, which I'm really curious about. Maybe they'll show some footage. I don't know. But we'll see. Obviously, we'll get into that later on. But let's leave it there. We convene a couple of days. Hopefully, we got a little World Cup to attend to this next few days. And, you know. Hopefully,
we have better news come our next show.
Hopefully, I'm very happy next show. Although, it shows me what the fudge. It could be one big what the fudge. It could be a whole hour what the fudge.
One of us will be sporting a Mexico jersey pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to have to jump on and get some Taco Tuesdays, dude. Burrito Wednesdays, Nacho Thursdays. Enchilada Fridays, Margarita Saturdays, dude, you name it, dude. I'm all over it, dude. Taquito Sundays, that's what I'm talking about. So let's see.
What do they need in Portugal? Let's go to Portugal.
We can have a Flauto Friday.
There you go. Get my Ronaldo jersey on because he's the only one really playing this World Cup. We'll get into that stuff. But either way. We'll see you guys next week. Appreciate it. If you look us out on Facebook and all that, we're dropping all the trailers and all the news that's coming out. And any comments are appreciated. Gentlemen, a pleasure again. We'll talk soon.
Peace.
All righty.